Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties.
Everywhere I go.
Also on the iHeartRadio app.
Everywhere.
And streaming at GoCountry105.com. This is Go Country 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning and welcome so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And as always, I've got Marla Geezer here with me.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. I am extremely tired this morning, but I got to tell you, we've had some funny, funny stuff coming out of our mouths. I think it's a little delirious.
Yes. It's like when, you know, like little kids falling asleep and they tell you that they want, like, chocolate vegetables. And it's just like random stuff. That's where we are today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Our random stuff is pretty hilarious.
It is. I mean, you know, Kenny Rogers and fried chicken. I mean, we've had some good stuff coming out this morning. So if this is the first time you've listened or if you like to listen and you've listened in the past, like, stay tuned because it's going to be a good show. We're going to have some really good content. I'm on about 2 hours of sleep with a sick baby at home, so it's fantastic. But I am Debbie Marcoux. I'm the Mortgage Mom. And, of course, Marla Geezer is another Mortgage Mom, and she's my the yin to my yang, I say all of the time. That's my favorite saying for her. But we do this every Saturday. We talk about mortgage. We talk about real estate. We take your calls. We answer them live on air. So if you want to give us a call and ask us those questions, please feel free to do so. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U, and that is the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-4-U or 844-935-3634. I'm so tired. I almost forgot our telephone number.
You did it, though.
I did it. But we want you to call us. We want you to ask us questions. We want to get you live on air. It is a whole lot of fun. Everything that you ask, there are no dumb questions. There's no stupid questions. Questions are questions, and they're good, and they typically spark somebody else listening to have another question and another question. It really gets the show going. So if you're out there and you're listening and you have a question for us, please feel free to give us a call. It's about anything, whether it's about rockets going off or... interest rates.
I think we were looking more for missiles, but rockets work too.
Whatever. I fell over in my chair when I was listening to that one. Anything that's out there, if you have a question you want to ask us, you know, give us a call. We'll go through it with you. We had a home buyer workshop this past weekend.
We did. Very, very fun workshop.
It was really nice. We did have some technical difficulties, which I was actually pretty upset about at the very beginning.
I thought you were going to cry at one point.
I really was. I mean, what did it take? An hour and a half just to get the projector and the computer working. For some reason, they did not have it together there, and it was a little bit frustrating. We got off to a late start, but we did make up for it. When you've got to sit around, you have to wait for things to get started, and you get to drink a glass of wine while doing so. That's usually a pretty easy way to stay.
And not just a glass. You pretty much got to sample almost anything you wanted to in the whole entire winery. So I don't think anybody was complaining at all.
No, it was just a little stressful.
At the end of the day, in that hour and a half, an hour of it was well before our time slot. So we weren't too far behind of like our original time slot. And again, nobody was complaining. Everybody was happy. It actually made people a little bit more engaged because they probably were a little buzzed. It also made us sound funnier.
Right. So much smarter than what we already are. Right. Anyway, it was a great event. Everybody that came out to it, thank you so much. It was really nice. It was definitely more intimate. It was a much smaller crowd than what we usually have. Right. So it was really nice to be able to get that more personal feeling, smaller in the room. I can still remember the faces that were there. But it's such a great event. And it really did take you from A to Z in the home buying process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from how do you get started? You know, well, benefits of homeownership, responsibilities of homeownership. Okay, I'm ready. How do I get started? What kind of loan should I get? What are my closing costs going to cost me? What's my payment going to look like? How much down payment do I need? I mean, we really went through the whole thing, you know, title, escrow questions, name it.
It really was a stepping in your first step. What's the first step that you need to do, which was obviously calling us and coming to the event, to all the way to stepping into your new house.
With the keys in your hand.
That's how it went. It was all the different steps. And I think we do a pretty good job of explaining everything, but we also try to make it a little bit more entertaining, because let's be honest, like talking to somebody from start to finish of buying a house, you could find some sleepers in the audience. And I think we did keep everybody engaged, and it wasn't just the wine, but everybody was engaged and making eye contact and is excited. And so I saw people making notes and really clicking like, oh, yeah, that's what I need to do.
Yeah. No, it was good. And then on top of that, you know, like, you know, we try to throw in some fun and we do some games and, you know, the winery, you know, giving some of the bottles of wine away and, you know, the Go Country stepping up and giving us some Thomas Rhett tickets to a raffle and Go Fast tickets. And, you know, it was really a great day. Kept everybody very entertained, very engaged. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the one we have coming in Ventura. So, you know, all of you out there that are listening, we have all year long been trying to get out to different locations. We've been in LA County a couple of times. We've been to Orange County now. We've been to Riverside, San Bernardino, you know, there in Ontario. And the next one is going to be October 29th in Ventura County. It's going to actually be in Ventura. And same thing, it's going to be at a winery. It's really going to be great. We are going to limit, again, that size of the room, because I do feel like they got more out of it. On top of that, it was a lot more fun, and we were able to engage much more. Hopefully we don't have any technical issues at the next one. I think we'll show up 3 hours early instead of an hour and a half early.
Well, I think we just need to have our own stuff.
Well, we have our own stuff.
That's all it wasn't working
in that room.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're out there and you are listening and you've thought about wanting to come to one of our events that we've talked about, they really are great. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Yelp. Check out the reviews. People talk about them. Go to our website, Mortgage Mom Radio. Get your tickets now. It's October 29th. We just, you know, made those tickets live. So get them. Get them now. But we'd love to see you, especially if you are in the Santa Clarita Valley, Simi, anywhere, Santa Paula, anywhere Oxnard, Camarillo, that you are close enough to get to Ventura. This is going to be a great one for you, because we haven't ever been that close in that area. I mean, I'd say that the closest we would have been before that was probably in, I think we're in Granada Hills, early last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the first one that we're really this north. So anybody that is even Thousand Oaks or, you know, Newberry Park, and you'd rather go towards Ventura down that 101 or coming up the 126 like Santa Clarita, it'll be great. It'll be at another winery. Same exact stuff. We'll definitely get some giveaways. We'll talk Go Country into helping us out and giving us some concert tickets or something that we can raffle. So it will be well worth your day. You got to get the wine, got to get the hors d'oeuvres. It'll be a really good time. So again, if you've thought about going to one of our events and you want to get your tickets, get them now. We are going to limit the number. We're going to make it a smaller number like we did in Ontario. I think that worked out really, really well. It was a really good crowd. So, you know, once they sell out, they're gone. So go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can also go to our phone app, which we've talked about in the past.
Yes.
You can download the phone app. All you need to do is text the word MOM to 36260. Once again, MOM.
MOM. M-O-M. Or M-O-M.
Right. You can do it forward or backward. Just don't do it upside down.
Get wild with it.
But the telephone number to text that to would be 36260. The phone app is really very nice. There's a lot going on in that phone app that you guys can take advantage of. If you're out there listening, you can check out some videos that we have recorded on, you know, different kinds of loans, you know, FHA, VA, USDA, jumbo, all kinds of things. You can watch the videos, you can run payment scenarios, you can run affordability, you know, can I afford this property? And it'll take some information from you. So lots of good calculators in there, and you can pretty much get to our Facebook, you can get to our YouTube, you can get to our Yelp. You can call us, you can email us. I mean, you could pretty much do anything you need to do from this phone app.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even check out our future events. So download the phone app. I'm a phony, not phony, like not a real person, but a phony. I'd prefer not not to open my computer. Phony with an IE. I don't want to open my computer if I'm at home. I absolutely do not. And this just lets you do everything that you need. You could literally apply for your loan.
You can do everything
through the phone app.
Everything on the app.
Everything. So download the phone app. Text the word MOM 36260. Get your tickets. Do not miss out because Ventura is going to be a lot of fun. It's at Four Bricks Winery, which I have heard is amazing. We drove out there to check out the location. It looked pretty good, but we didn't get to stay and actually sample anything. So that'll be fun.
It will be.
It will.
We're going to do that 3 days next week.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're sampling.
We're going to go sample. We're going to go sample, sample. All right. All right. So here we go.
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle. This week's new Real Estate Achievers.
All right, Marla.
Sorry, I just got the chill so bad that I like froze. Sorry.
That's okay.
Let's focus, Marla.
So I want to mention, I'm going to say this right now for everybody that's listening that did come out to our home buyer workshop last weekend. You are all real estate achievers in my book, and I'm sure Marla's book as well. I know she'll agree with me. You took the first step towards homeownership just by coming out to learn how to do it. You are all winners. I mean, and that was 30 of them. I mean, we had a full house. I think we had two not show up, and we had like four show up at the door that didn't have tickets.
The people that were there, they actually listened and got our cards and downloaded our apps as well. So it was, yes, everybody that was there on Sunday was a winner.
And I want to send out a big special shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Hoover, who pretty much won almost every competition.
Yes.
Every single game and test and contest.
She was definitely a phony.
She was a phony, man. She was
She didn't even take her eyes off the, like, us. She just made eye contact and had her fingers moving.
It's almost
on the
like
phone.
When you type really well and you don't have to look down at the keyboard. I mean, man, she was fast on that phone, lightning fast. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Hoover, congratulations. You guys were amazing and you won a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
So we are in contact with them. They've actually already applied for the loan as well. So, you know, they are ahead of the game. They are taking those steps. So they are going to be my week, this week's Winner Circle pick. But I know you've got a Winner Circle pick too.
I do. I have Miss Aylin, who is a single mom of four kids, and I believe it's 31 foster pets.
31 yes. Foster pets.
Yes.
And four kids.
And four kids. And she works full time, and she has her own side business with helping with adoptions and fostering and things like that as well. For the animals.
Amazing.
Yes. So she is a busy little bee, but she obviously, with four kids and all these pets, needed something a little bit bigger. So she wanted to purchase a home.
She needs like acres.
She did. Well, actually, she did. I think she got an acre and a half on this property that she purchased. And her goal was to sell her current home and purchased the new one, but she found this new one, fell in love with it, and was like, what do I do? And so we got creative, and we refinanced her existing property, pulled the cash out of that property to put as the down payment on the new property.
So now she owns two properties. She's got a rental. She's got this acreage. She's got 31 foster dogs, four kids. She's amazing.
She is. She is. And she is so fun to talk to. She talks really fast, and she's on it. She's on her game. Like, you call her and you say, I need this. And a lot of clients, and at no fault of them, you have to explain what you're asking for because nobody's in the lingo or anything like that. But she just gets it. She's like, all right, got it. And then within 30 minutes, I have an email or I have a fax or somebody else is calling me with the insurance premium, whatever it might be. And she's been a lot of fun to work with. And we closed the refinance and we closed the purchase, and we actually closed the purchase 3 weeks early. We've only been in escrow
because docs are out and we're just sitting there.
We're just sitting there. Yep. We're just sitting waiting because we've been in escrow for only 2 weeks.
Right.
And we just moved so fast that.
So refinance is signed, that one's closed, and the purchase now, docs are out, signed, and we're just sitting.
We're just sitting waiting for
it. I love it. So, Miss Aylin, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, we just want to say thank you very, very much. And you were definitely at the very top of Marla's Winner Circle pick this week.
Yes.
And thank you so much for what you do. There are a lot of pets out there that are sitting in foster homes and sitting in shelters. And, you know, we know that their end of life could be very, very soon because unfortunately, that's what happens.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you so much to people like you who take in those pets and foster them and, you know, then get them off to nice, secure homes afterwards.
Yes.
So you're a great person.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So lots of fun.
Lots of fun, but I think we forgot something today.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
I'm going to take responsibility for that. I apologize. I forgot compliance today.
We did.
Oh,
we did.
I think that like collective sigh right there just kind of said.
Kind of lets you all know how much trouble we get in when we don't
tired.
Do our compliance. Beyond tired.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Let's do it. All right. My name is Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux. You can find me under any of those names. I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California. Oh, no. I'm going to let you do the rest.
No, 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 no. That was amazing. Keep going.
No, I'm not, because you got to do your part.
Okay.
Look at me. It just, I'm telling you, I'm so tired. It's just like all of this stuff that's at the in the, like a totally different brain cell is just kind of coming out of my mouth.
Is this like a? It's like a.
It's ghost, almost like sleepwalking.
Like a ghost brain cell.
Yeah,
you know that
it's like
it just
sleep,
hides.
It's like sleep talking. It's like it's just there. It's just.
She just broke scientific. You know, records right now. She just discovered a silent brain cell that comes out
when you're tired.
Call NASA, people. I don't know if that's who you'd call, but
I don't think so.
I'm not really good at science, I'll be honest with you. So.
I think you'd call Dr. Cockroach from Monsters vs. Aliens.
Okay.
He's going to experiment on me with the pizza box.
Hey, Val this is Mortgage just fell off her chair practically.
This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I mean, come on. Who hasn't watched, if you've got little kids, who has not watched Monsters vs. Aliens? So it's, you know, it's one of those things like, seriously, I'm waiting for the pizza box to get like hooked up to my brain cells right now, figure out what's going on in there.
Okay. Okay, you know the movie way better than I do because I do not remember that part. But let's go back to compliance. Let's bring this back. Let's reel it in.
Are we going to reel it in? Are we going to reel it in?
You did not say your NMLS number.
I didn't. Okay, so my NMLS ID number, in case y'all want to look me up, is 237926.
You sure?
Positive.
All right.
That one I know.
Yes.
For sure.
The look on her face. I do not have any ounce of confidence in that one. However, my NMLS is 669357. And as Debbie shortly started this, we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. And yes, Val, I almost forgot. Val's looking at me like, were you slipping up right now? Yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah. All right. So everybody out there listening, if you guys want to give us a call and ask us some questions, we really are actually loan officers. We're licensed, as we've just mentioned for the last 10 minutes. We have been doing this for a really long time. I've got like 23, 24 years under my belt. Marla's about 21 under her belt.
Yes.
You know, there aren't a whole lot of situations and scenarios that we have not run into. Not a lot of guidelines that we don't know the answer to. And, you know, if you have questions about credit, about purchasing a home, your home inspection, your appraisal, there's a lot of appraisal issues right now. I mean, properties are selling for more than, you know, what the last one sold for because it is a seller's market. People are bidding and we've got multiple offers on properties. We've got interest rate questions come up all the time, and I love those questions. I love them. I love them. Call me and ask me about interest rates because that's my favorite answer. You know, pretty much anything. Down payment assistance, credit, anything. I mean, what are a couple other things that people can... I mean, I'm trying to throw things out there right now to spark something.
Is it a good time to refinance? Should I consolidate my debt into the loan? Should I purchase now, or should I wait to be able to put down 20% to avoid the mortgage insurance? There's so many things that people, it comes into their mind. You know, oh my goodness, I was recently divorced and I am receiving child support and alimony and that's my only income. Am I going to be able to purchase? You know, there's so many different things that we can help anybody with.
Yep.
And just
IRS
because we're a little delirious today does not mean that we don't know our stuff. We're just, if you've ever purchased
that
a house
cell is there, yeah. Trust me, the answers are going to come out. And they're going to
come
out, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, IRS, you know, if you got IRS liens or an IRS payment, tax liens, child support liens, you know, there's so many things that people feel that they're held back from doing financing when they're not. And it could mean the difference of being a renter and owning your own home, or, you know, being able to refinance. Maybe if you're in need of that refinance, maybe your home needs some repairs. Maybe you need to do some debt consolidation. So give us a call. This is a great time. We're going to go take a break. And during the call, we'll get you on hold and then we'll answer the questions. It's 844-935-3634. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more of The Mortgage Mom.
Hey, y'all. Blake Shelton here on the road for the Doing It to Country Songs Tour. Brought to you by Nissan Titan. You know the best part about getting the new truck? Getting it dirty for the first time, and then every time after that. With the capable 2017 Nissan Titan, you can. And you can do it a whole lot more. And keep doing it. Because the Titan's got America's best limited truck warranty, which is just another way of saying it won't let you down. 5 years, 100,000 miles, bumper to bumper. So go on, get to work or play. And get that truck looking good and dirty. And if you like keeping it clean, well, that's what hoses are for. So head to your local Nissan dealer today and pick up a 2017 Nissan Titan. Take on any job. Nissan, innovation that excites.
See your local Nissan dealer or call 1-888-858-8319 for details on limited truck warranty information.
Zach here. Need to stop by the market on your way home? Yeah, me too. I'm going to pop by Stater Brothers because they always have really great stuff on sale. What you got for us this week, Allison?
Well, Zach, our bone-in ribeye steaks are only $5.99 a pound. Pick up red seedless grapes for just 99 cents a pound. 7-Up, 2 liters are 69 cents when you buy 4 or more. And your favorite 32-ounce Powerade flavors are just 49 cents when you buy 10 or more.
I'm stocking up. Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less.
Diamonds, the perfect gift. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of diamonds and imports their diamonds direct. Half-carat solitaires are $3.99, three-quarter carat $6.99, and one-carat $9.90. Certified quality is roughly double. We have thousands of GIA diamonds of rarest size and quality guaranteed the lowest price, plus thousands of mountings, and your diamond is set while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? We can make it at half the price in most cases. The Jewelry Exchange makes most of their jewelry in their state-of-the-art factory. Diamond anniversary bands start at $99 and are roughly $3.99 per carat. Diamond tennis bracelets start at $199 and are roughly $3.49 per carat. 1 carat 2-stone rings are $9.90, 3-stone $6.99, and 1 carat studs are $5.99. Thousands of designs guaranteed to appraise for double. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000, or shop online at jewelryexchange.com.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. Got your home buying questions ready? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and I'm Debbie Marcoux. And, of course, as always, I have Marla Geezer with me.
And I'm dancing.
She is literally dancing in
intro
her seat
music.
Right now.
Hey, it's either dancing or my head was going to lay down.
It is early in the morning. It is Saturday morning and it is early. So this is Mortgage Mom Radio in case you have never tuned in before and you're just jumping in your car and you haven't been listening to us since the beginning at 7 o'clock. And you're very lucky you've been listening to us at 7 o'clock. We're tired today. But give us a call. We answer all of your questions live on air, anything whatsoever that has to do with the home buying process, from real estate to credit to... Anything that you could think of that would come up in, you know, how do I get started? How do I get pre-approved? What about my credit? What about down payment assistance? What about IRS liens? What about child support liens? Self-employed income? You know, I don't think that I can qualify. I've written everything off. You name it, we've heard it. And we want to answer it for you. And everybody that's out there listening to the show will definitely benefit. There are no questions that are dumb questions. And so we do want to urge you to give us a call. And we've got... we've got a couple of phone lines that are still wide open right now. So if you give us a call, we'll get you on hold. It's 844-935-3634. If you are a little shy and you'd rather call us not live on air, you can always call us anytime. Same exact telephone number. You can reach us at that number all week long. Even after the show is over, you can give us a call.
24/7.
You can leave us a message. We'll give you a call back. it definitely, you know, it does go to call service. They text us and they say, hey, you know, here's their name, here's their number, please call them back. You will hear from one of us over the weekend, you know, so that's not an issue at all. You can download the phone app and send us emails and questions that direction. So, you know, download it. It's great. It'll give you everything that you need, every tool that you need to have, especially if you're out looking at open houses and you want to run a payment. Maybe you're just kind of getting started, want to know what you might maybe qualify for. You know, there's an affordability calculator there that will just give you a kind of an, I'm going to call it an inkling.
gives you a ballpark. It's not going to be like, yes, I can exactly qualify for $300,000.
No,
it's going to give you a ballpark. So that, I mean, that's obviously going to give you a jump start. It's a good starting point.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you definitely want to get us on the phone so that we can kind of hash out all those figures for you so that you're not going out there shopping and not having confidence exactly what you can qualify
right,
for.
Right. Exactly. So download the phone app. I personally prefer the phone app myself. I don't like to open up my computer unless I have to. And the you can do that by texting the word mom to 36260.
Yes.
That's 36260. You can call us this morning. You can call us after the show. You can call us during the week at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. Or you can call us this morning and ask us those questions live on air. Let's get you on and make you a rock star.
Yes. You can use a fake name. Nobody cares. We're not tracking you down. So
for sure. All right. So you can also find us everywhere. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com.
Yeah, don't forget the radio.
Do not forget the radio.
You're not
going
to find us.
You won't. Go to Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio. If you put in Mortgage Mom, there are a whole bunch of mortgage moms all over the country, different states. We are Mortgage Mom Radio because we are here live on air with Go Country at the radio station. So Mortgage Mom Radio, find us on Facebook, YouTube, Yelp. You can check out our services, see what our past clients have had to say about us. I can truly tell you that we have an amazing team, and you know, the service that you get from my team is it's high. I mean, very, very high. We every single person that works in our office takes pride in what we do and how we work with our clients and how we answer their questions and how we take you from start to finish. It is a very, very important piece of our, I don't know what you call it, our ethics and our
repertoire. Just,
yes, it is. And
there
so,
you go.
Yes, a repertoire.
For early this morning, that was a good one for Marla.
That was a good one for Marla.
Pretty impressed with
that.
Right,
but
now
we are going to definitely take care of you. And so, and check us out. We, you know, we're not scared to throw that out there. So Yelp, Mortgage Mom Radio, Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio, YouTube, Mortgage Mom Radio. You want to check out our website, Mortgage Mom Radio. It's really simple.
Mortgage Mom Radio. Mortgage Mom Radio.
And if you want to download the app because you're like me and you don't feel like getting on that computer, download, you could text the word mom to 36260. So I think we have our next section. Should we go for it?
Sure.
Beginners bonehead botches. The Mortgage Mom say, don't do these things.
All right, so two times, this is our botch section. So we give you tips and tools what not to do.
Yes, this is our advice of if you are going to refinance, purchase, do anything in the real estate arena, do not do this.
Okay, so two times this week, we have had clients that we had started with, that we did the pre-approval for them. They had taken their time, gone out, found properties, gotten to escrow, nickel and dimed the interest rate. Quite frankly, that's exactly what took place. You know, we don't sell, we're not selling interest rate. We're not here on this show right now yelling at you guys what interest rate we can give you, not telling you about missiles and rocket ships that are going to make interest rates worse. That's not what we do on this show.
We don't, because there are no rocket ships.
But it's about service, and it's about what we bring to you and what we bring to the table and how we take care of our clients and knowing what we know and putting the file together correctly, making the transaction go very, very fast. It is all a service level. We sometimes have the very lowest interest rate, and sometimes we might be 0.125 different. I mean, it's such a small, insignificant amount that it is not worth throwing your whole deal into the trash can. So what we're going to tell you right now is if you have started the application and you have a full-blown loan approval with a lender, even if it is not Debbie and Marla or Movement Mortgage, stick it out. If it has been underwritten and fully approved, stick it out and move forward.
If you're in escrow, especially,
yeah, right,
and you have a time frame and you have another family that is depending on you on closing on time, and then you decide, you know what? I need 0.125 difference in the rate, which probably equates to maybe $28, depending on
your loan size.
Yeah. And you're going to delay everything and decide to go to a different lender. I mean, one of the people that we had, we actually didn't start with them. They started with a different lender, got declined with that lender, came to us. We saved the deal and moved fast and got it approved with no conditions. All we had to do was the appraisal. They decided, oh, that other company was giving us an 0.8% better. So we're going to try to go back to them because they're going to try to rescue the loan. A week later,
They're calling back again
because they're still declined. And I just told them, I said, well, you're not getting the better rate, but now you're going to lose your home if you don't move forward. So we're closing the loan. We're actually already done and we're 2 weeks ahead.
Right. And then in another situation, what we had was somebody that was, again, same thing. We want you to do your due diligence. Go out there and shop a rate. Of course, we're not telling you don't do that.
Right.
But bring us the estimate. If for some reason Movement Mortgage doesn't have the same rate that you're getting quoted somewhere else, bring the estimate to us and let us get as close as possible, if not match it. But we're going to get really super close. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to then go double app with another lender and then have that lender, because they offer you a better interest rate, order your appraisal, and then they've never even submitted the file for approval. Now, all of a sudden, the file is declined. Now, we've got a 15-day escrow because you were originally fully underwritten and approved with us. You negotiated your contract to move fast to get done in 15 because it's a seller's market and you're trying to get your offer accepted over somebody else's. So now you've got a 15-day window. You've gone and applied with another lender. That lender now has declined your loan, but the appraisal's there. Now, we have to either order a second appraisal and charge you again, or if it's an FHA loan, hopefully we can transfer the appraisal, but that takes time. Like, everything turns into a total mess. I mean, it's a muck of a mess.
It is.
It really is. So again, this is our botched of the week, and it's happened twice this week. Shop your rate, do your due diligence, bring us an estimate, let us get as absolutely close as possible, or even another lender that you're working with right now, even if you're not working with us. If your loan has already, you've gone through and you've done it the right way, like Marla and I preach every week, get your loan pre-approved, get it fully underwritten and committed before you get in the car with your real estate agent, or you go out and you start looking at those open houses, know what you can afford. But when that loan has been stamped by an underwriter and approved, don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it.
Because you're now, like I said before, you're messing with other people's lives. You could have a seller and then they could be having another seller on the house that they're buying, and you might be selling your house. You're messing with all these different scenarios. And at the end of the day, sometimes somebody's just going to say, forget it. You're not getting the house.
Right.
And now you have wasted, you know, however long, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. And now you don't have a house because you decided to move around. And, you know, again, it all bases down to your confidence and your relationship that you have with them. If you work with Debbie and I and our team, trust me when I say you will have the utmost confidence that we're going to get it done. If we can't get it done, we're telling you day one, you're not going to get this done.
Yeah.
And if we can't get it done, then nobody's going to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and I do believe in that very strongly.
Yes.
So again, if you guys have questions, and I'm so sorry, we actually had John that was on hold for a little bit and a few others, and we got into our little botch section. So if you're out there and you're listening, you've never listened to the show before, at 7:10, we always do our winner circle, and at 7:30, we always do our botched. So just hang in there with us and let us get through that, because we're trying to give you tips to make sure that your transaction is the best that it can be when it's your turn to get through that process. But if you have been holding and you hung up because you didn't think we were ever going to pick up the phone, we're so sorry. Please call us back and we'll pick you up now, because this is actually, we're going to go to a break here pretty soon. I think we've got about 5 minutes, and then when we come back from that break, it is just nothing but question and answer. So this is a great time to give us a call and get yourself put on hold so we can take those calls live on air.
Yes.
It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U, L-E-N-D, and the number 4.
Number four,
844. We lend for you. Download the phone app, send us an email. We'll answer your questions. Go to Facebook, put your questions on Facebook. Do it. Get your questions to us and let us answer them for you. So we actually had a really great question. We have a client right now that is in process that we're helping with a refinance, and he's pretty much property went to probate, and you know, him and his brother both got 50% equity in the home, and the just to give the scenario, and then I'm going to read the question. So, okay. So they now he needs to refinance this property to buy brother out of brother's 50% of the home so that he can hold on to the property and keep the property. So, he is asking, his question is, the notary called and asked my spouse to be available to sign documents too. Now his spouse is not on the loan with him. He is doing it all by himself. That made me wonder if my brother's wife needs to sign anything releasing her rights to the property too. So I just want to answer that question, and the answer would be yes. So
yes.
California is a community property state, which means that if you are married, even if your wife is not currently on the title of your home now, or your husband is not currently on the title of the home now, as soon as you are married, everything becomes joint. And everybody's got to sign off of everything. So if you inherit something and there's going to be a payoff for you to walk away from and say, this is satisfying the inheritance, or if you are selling the home, or if you are refinancing a home, until there is a quitclaim deed that is signed between you and your spouse, that does have to take place. Everybody's consent has to happen. So
yes.
I thought that that was a really good question, even though he's a client that is in process. I feel like that's something good to get out there for everybody. We've got some more questions, actually, that have been coming in right now this morning that we'll read in a minute, but I don't want to miss Rose. So let's go ahead and pick up Rose. Oh, Rose, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. You're calling us from Chino. We love it. We were out in your area this past weekend. How are things with you?
Homes are good, thank you. How are things with you?
They are good. How can we help you this morning?
I just have a question regarding, I'm a single mom. My kids are older now. My youngest is 18. I raised four by myself. And I've, unfortunately, never purchased a home. I've rented forever and paid off somebody else's mortgage. I pay $2,000 a month. Does that help when you're trying to purchase a home and prove that you can afford that amount?
So it's kind of twofold. So one is that the underwriter's not going to approve your loan. Like, let's say that you have absolutely no income that we can verify. And we were to say, hey, but we have proof that over the last, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, she's been making $2,000 a month in mortgage payments, approve her now. That is not going to be a reason for the underwriter to say yes. But what it does do, it's a supporting kind of circumstances. So what it does, what they call is compensating factors. So let's say that you had some blemishes on your credit report. You had a foreclosure, maybe, 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago, or maybe you've had some collection accounts in your credit report, or maybe there's some sort of credit event that took place. Or let's say that we're pushing your debt ratios to the very max on that kind of loan you're doing. By showing the evidence of what you've been available to continue to do, that's going to give the underwriter a better, yes, I'm going to sign off on this. I know we're pushing it to max debt ratios, but I'm going to sign off on this. Or I know that there was a credit event and we don't really like that negative credit was there, but we can see that she's been able to maintain that rental income for however long. So we're going to go ahead and sign off on this and say yes. So it is definitely a compensating factor, but it is not going to change whether or not there's enough income there to qualify.
Got it. So with verifiable income, that is a positive to help. I just wondered because it's actually been over 10 years, longer, that I've paid that amount, and I can prove it, the same account for over 30 years.
Right, right, right.
I just wondered if that, because I do want to move now at this stage, which is kind of late in the game, but I do want to have something to leave them if anything does happen to me, some kind of real estate.
Yeah, and you should Yeah, and you should definitely give us a call, you know, either after the show is over or next week, you know, when you're available, when you're free. You know, you don't, like you mentioned, you've been paying somebody else's mortgage. That could have been, you know, if you would have bought that a home 10 years ago, you would have been buying it at a lower price. You would have been, you know, you'd have a lot of equity in it today. And that's why we always tell everybody right. that it's your future. It is your retirement. And it's never too late to start. It is never too late to get into the game. But if you've been paying $2,000 a month in rent, you've definitely got to turn that money over and put it somewhere else.
Right, I agree. Thank you so much. And that was my question. One little last question.
Yeah.
I have income for, I mean, I've worked forever, of course, in a long time for family. I recently changed jobs. So do you have to show a consistency of years or the same job?
That is a fantastic question, and if you can't hang, if you can't hold for us and you hang up, we're going to answer it when we come back from our break. If you can hang on for us and we put you on hold, don't go anywhere, and then we're going to answer it when we get back. But that is a fantastic question. So stay tight, and if you've got to go, feel free to hang up. We'll I'll let everybody know what the question was, and then we'll answer the question, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So we're going to take a quick break. This is a perfect time. Everybody out there listening, give us a call. We are going to take nothing but calls and answer questions when we get back from break. 844-935-3634. And we'll be right back.
Don't go away. More is on the way from the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 6-7-1 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
The fall sales event is going on right now at Tim and Subaru, featuring great payments on an excellent selection of new Subarus, like a new 2017 Subaru Forester 2.5i with zero due at signing and only $239 a month. Offer is plus tax for 42 months on approved credit. No security deposit required. 10,000 miles per year. This is April Summers, general manager of Tim and Subaru, inviting you to come in today. Or go to timandsubaru.com and check out all the great deals.
Timmons of Long Beach.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubba's here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
It's the Mortgage Mom with Debbie Marcoux, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. Well, welcome back and thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And if you're just jumping in your car now and you haven't been listening to the rest of the show, what we do is we take questions live on air and we answer those for you. Everything that has to do with the real estate, home buying, refinancing process, from real estate to mortgage, credit, anything, you name it, that goes into how you get a loan or, you know, what you are doing with your transaction. Maybe you're stuck with physical inspection needs, or maybe there's a roof issue or anything real estate related as well. So feel free, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 844-935-3634. We're taking those calls. We're answering them live on air. So we want to hear from you for sure. Our last caller, she did have to hang up, like we'd mentioned before. I told her if she wanted to hang up, she could.
Yep.
So she couldn't wait, but I promised that we'd answer the question. So her question was, is that she has been employed for a long time, of course, working, and but she recently changed jobs, and she wanted to know if she does she have to have a two-year history, like a lot of times that you hear, on the same job. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
If you have been working and you've been working in the same field of work, or you're doing something that is similar, or maybe you've changed fields because you went to school and you finally graduated, whatever that the reason might be behind it, if it is an explainable reason for the change, for the job change, right, it is absolutely fine. I mean, we've had people that, moms and dads both, depending on the home situation, that have had babies and stayed home for a couple of years to raise the baby, and then all of a sudden now they're ready to go back, re-enter the workforce. That's okay. You know, a lot of people don't know that. They don't know that they can have that 2 years that they didn't have that job. So, again, every single situation is, individual. Everybody has a different story. And we need to know the story before you assume the answer is no.
Right.
You know, there's a very, very good possibility that the answer is yes, or maybe we need to get you on the path of assistance to get you to the yes answer. But, you know, everybody's scenario, everybody's situation, everybody's story is very, very different. So you definitely want to give us a call. Don't give up. If you have changed jobs recently, no big. If you have not had a job because you are out of work for some reason, maybe you had to have surgery for a reason, or maybe you were ill, or maybe you were taking care of an ill family member, maybe whatever, you had a baby.
Like, there's so many different reasons.
Yes, but we can absolutely work with that. And you do not necessarily have to have that to your work history. So
right.
I hope we answered the question. Give us a call back if there's more. Anybody out there listening, if you have questions and you want to give us a call and you want us to ask those questions, please do that. We have had some questions that have been coming on in, so I wanted to actually read those, and we're going to answer them for you. So let me find. So much work to do to pull this up. So I did have one person that sent a message, and she wanted to know if we only work in the state of California. That was one. And no, we do not. Marla and I, so Movement Mortgage is actually in 48 states. That is who we work under. That is who we are sponsored by, is Movement Mortgage. And we love Movement Mortgage, by the way. But they are in 48 states. We are actually the number 7 purchase lender in the U.S. We are lending on 1 out of 7 properties that are purchase transactions. So
it's pretty phenomenal.
It is very phenomenal. So, but when you are a licensed loan officer like Marla and I working for a company, we have to actually be licensed in every state that we want to do a loan in, which, trust me, getting licensed in every single state is a lot of work. But Marla and I are actually licensed in Arizona, Nevada, Washington, California, Illinois, Indiana, and we are working on Texas. That one is in the works.
Yes.
We have a few others that we are also working on that we have done the training but just haven't submitted the paperwork yet. And when I say there's a lot that goes into it, there is. But Marla and I can help you in those states of Nevada, Arizona, Washington, California, Indiana, Illinois,
and soon to
and
be
very
Texas.
Soon to be Texas, because yes. Texas is somewhere that,
and surprisingly, we actually do quite a bit of business in those states. We haven't done one in Washington yet, but we do have one coming up in Washington. We've done Arizona, we've done Nevada, and Illinois, because Deb being from Illinois, we have a lot of
we have a lot of friends and family coming out of Illinois. We do, absolutely. Okay, so next question that we actually got was, I had a question that came to me today that I forgot to ask, and this was somebody that had actually called us earlier. As far as credit, what is the minimum credit score you can have to get into a home? So that is a great question, and I think one that I don't know that we necessarily talk about all that often.
Right.
So, you know, an FHA loan, which, you know, and everybody has this opinion, or for some reason there's this
stigma.
Yeah. I'm always, like, this weird black cloud that hangs over FHA. FHA is a great loan. It is absolutely a fantastic loan. If you do not have 20% down payment and your credit score is under a 680, there is a very good chance that your monthly mortgage payment with mortgage insurance will be less expensive than what it would be with a conventional loan. So don't knock FHA by any means. It's also that I would call it a starter loan, first-time home buyer loan. I would call it a get-back-into-the-market loan, a forgive-you loan.
It has so many facets within it that help people qualify. So I think that it really is kind of a overall helps anybody looking to purchase, whether it's your 10th purchase or your first purchase.
Absolutely. And, you know, they'll allow, Movement Mortgage goes down to a 580 credit score with those.
580. That's
580.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, so again, we've talked a lot about, you know, it's not necessarily a no answer until you hear no from Marla and I. And Marla's and my thought and hope is that we are never, ever going to tell somebody no. We are going to tell you not right now. Let's get this fixed, or let's get this fixed, or hey, you need this much money down, or, you know, but until you've heard no, you absolutely cannot do this, don't assume it, because there's a very, very good chance that you may be ready right now. Possibly could qualify for down payment assistance. Maybe if that credit score is a little bit lower than what you thought it was because it's medical bills. Medical bills are okay. You know, medical bills don't even have to be paid off, even if they're in collection. So, again, you know, that was the question. I thought it was a good one. FHA will allow 580 credit score, at least with Movement Mortgage. We allow 580. There's, you know, different banks have different credit score guidelines, but Movement Mortgage is 580 with FHA. Conventional, you do have to have a 620.
Yes.
And that is a hard stop for any lender. That is the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guideline behind credit score is a 620. So you do have to have that 620 credit score. But again, those are not super high credit scores. Those are not hard to obtain. Marla needs to stop yawning.
I'm sorry.
but not hard to obtain. So, again, if you're out there and you're listening, you've thought about buying a home, you thought maybe credit was your issue, don't stop. Call us, go to our website, download the phone app, start your application. Let us pull the credit report. Let us see what you've got going on. And let us tell you yes right now, no ever, which I've never done.
I've never told anybody no, never.
Right.
Unless they have said, I will not work on my credit report and no, I'm not going to start working.
Right.
Sorry. That might be a never.
right. Absolutely. So, again, give us a call. Download the phone app. You can do that by texting the word MOM to 36260. You can email us. You can apply for your loan. You can call us. You can run some payments on some calculators. You can watch some videos. You can check us out on Facebook, Yelp, and YouTube. Really a really great phone app. Lots for you right at the tip of your fingers going through open houses and such as you're looking for new homes. But I like it. You can
We use it all the time. If we are out and about and somebody texts us or emails us or calls us and said, hey, can you run this payment? Or, hey, can you do this for us? We use it ourselves. So it is very...
It's good. It's convenient.
I was going to use a really fancy word, but as Debbie mentioned, I've been yawning, so I cannot think of any other word than it is fantastic.
It's very convenient, though, and it gives you a lot of information before you get the process started. I know a lot of times you're a little bit hesitant to make that phone call to get that first contact started, and the phone app kind of will give you that gap. It'll bridge that. It'll give you some information that you may not have had without talking to us, but kind of get you feeling like, hey, I think I'm ready for this.
It's a confidence builder.
It is. It really is. So, all right, next question. Here's another one, because we get a lot of emails. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're scared to call, send us an email. It's you know, easy, and we're going to read it on air, and we're going to answer the question. So I have a car under my name, but my brother pays for 100%, but can't refinance because he does not have good credit. Is there a way to do it where I get bank statements from him that he pays for it?
Yes.
Yes. So, again...
That would be the answer. Yes. You're welcome.
It's a little bit more detailed than that. Depending on the loan type...
Yes.
Yes, we can not use the car payment against you in qualifying if you are doing a conventional loan, which let me just mention that conventional loans can be with as little as 3% down. We have down payment assistance that can come in behind the 3% down payment that you could literally get in with zero down, nothing out of pocket but closing costs. Get the seller to pay some closing costs. You could get into the home with nothing.
Zero.
Zero. But you do want to have a better, a little higher credit score. I mean, you can do that. that with as low as a 640 with down payment assistance. But you're going to see much better monthly payment, much better everything on conventional when you've got like a 680 or better.
Correct.
If it's an FHA loan, then no. The answer would be no. So conventional loan, yes, it does. Your brother, your family member, whoever you got that loan for, does not even have to be a co-signer on the loan. If we can get evidence that somebody else is making the payment, we can remove it from your debt ratios and help you qualify for a bigger house. If it is an FHA loan, we can reduce that from your debt to income ratios if you are co-signers on the loan.
Right. And so, you need 12 months proof that that person, sibling in this case, is making the payments.
Right. So if your brother bought the car and you co-signed for the car, so it's on your credit report, but on the actual statement has both of your names and brother's making the payment, by all means, show us the evidence that that loan has been being paid for by somebody else, and we'll take it out of the debt ratios and get you qualified as though that car payment never existed. So that was another question. Great question.
Really great questions.
Really, really good ones. Okay, so here's another one. I have about 12 payments on my credit report, late payments on my credit report. Will that affect me? Okay, so that's a pretty blanket question.
Yes. What is late?
Little hard for us to answer because we don't know what kind of debt that it was late. You know, we don't know, was it credit card payments? Was it medical payments?
If it was the mortgage.
Right. Do you own a mortgage now? So when you do send us a question, be more detailed in, you know, what is the question that you're asking? I did go back and I asked and I said, you got to tell me, you know, so first of all, we need to know how long ago were the 12-month late payments. So if it's something that you have been 12 consistently late 12 months in a row on a credit card debt all the way up until this month, we're going to probably get you on the path of assistance to getting the credit report rebuilt. Stop the bleeding. Get the payment caught up. Don't be late. Let's get 12 months under your belt with consistent monthly payments, no late payments on that credit report. But maybe you had 12 late payments on different credit cards sporadically, but the last time it happened was 10 months ago. Well, then we're going to tell you, hey, 10 months ago was your last late payment. You got 2 months left. Go 2 more months and make those payments for 2 more months on time. And as long as the credit score is where it needs to be, we're going to be able to help you get into that home. You're only 2 months away. So, again, it just really depends on your scenario and what you've got going on. And we really do have to talk with you and we have to know and understand a little bit better.
Right. And we also, key thing to those late payments, whether it's the most recent or in the past, if it is over the last 2 years, please note that we have to explain why that was. If it was simply, I just didn't make the payment, you know, even if it was over 12 months ago, the underwriter still can make the decision to saying that this is kind of a difficult process for us to overcome. But if it was, I lost my job or I got sick, we just have to explain it. We have to put that explanation in there. Just thinking, you know, anytime that you make any kind of decision, there is a reason behind your decision. That's the same thing with any of our underwriting guidelines. If the underwriter's going to make a decision, they have to have that reasoning behind all of their decisions. So just keep that in mind when you have all these credit things going on.
Absolutely. So once again, if you're out there and you're listening, you want to give us a call, we answer all of the questions, whether they come in through email, they go to our Facebook, or you call us. We'd love to get you live on air. That's kind of the fun stuff is when we've got you and we can hear you driving in your car in the background. But the number here is 844-935-3634. You can reach us at that number even after the show is over. You can reach us at that number all week long. So it's 844-935-3634. Go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. Do not forget the radio. There are a lot of mortgage moms out there. I think that I need to probably what's that called? Patent that one. I mean, because we really are.
Well, now you just gave everybody the idea. Good job.
Totally. But mortgagemomradio.com, go to the website, Mortgage Mom Radio on Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube, Mortgage Mom Radio on Yelp. You can find us everywhere. Download the phone app. Text the word mom to 36260. Text the word mom 36260. We only have about 1 minute left of the show.
Not even. It's like 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds left of the show. And we can actually see that the phones are ringing and full. All the lines are full right now. So please do not hang up. If you're calling and the phones are ringing, don't hang up. Stay on the phone. We will pick you up here as soon as we finish the show. And we'll answer those questions here from the studio. And give us a call with your questions. We want to hear from you even after the show. Even next week, 844-935-3634. 3634, and we'll be back next week.
Yay.
This has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Geezer are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357. The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
At 105.1 FM, this is KKGO and KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com. We are Go Country 105.